This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Russia rained missiles across Ukraine on Thursday while the head of the Wagner mercenary group predicted the long-besieged city of Bakhmut would fall within a couple of months. Reuters' Tamara Lindstrom has more.
Ukrainian forces on Thursday fought back against a punishing Russian assault. More than 36 missiles launched in the early hours, according to Ukraine's Air Force. Russia's current focus, the small city of Bakhmut in Donetsk, one of two regions that make up the Donbas, Ukraine's industrial heartland, an area now partially occupied by Russia, where Ukrainian forces fight against an onslaught of Russian soldiers. A spokesman for Ukraine's 80th Air Assault Brigade said the unit was battling waves of Russian troops.
That's Reuters' Tamara Lindstrom reporting. U.S. President Joe Biden said Thursday he expects to speak with China's President Xi Jinping about what the United States says was a Chinese spy balloon that a U.S. fighter jet shot down early this month after it crossed over the United States.
As I've said since the beginning of my administration, we seek competition, not conflict with China. We're not looking for a new Cold War, but I make no apologies and we will compete and will responsibly manage that competition so that it doesn't veer into conflict.
These were his most extensive remarks yet about the Chinese balloon and three unidentified objects shot down by U.S. fighters over the past 2 weeks. He didn't say when he would speak with Xi, but said the United States is continuing to engage diplomatically with China on the issue. And a 17-year-old girl was rescued Thursday after 10 days trapped under rubble in Turkey's Kahramanmaraş province, as the death toll from the devastating earthquake in the country and neighboring Syria surpassed 42,000 people. You can find more on this and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The special grand jury investigating efforts by then-President Donald Trump and allies to overturn his election loss in Georgia in 2020 says it believes one or more witnesses lied. The AP's Ed Donahue has more.
The grand jury didn't say who was lying, but recommends Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis should file charges. Former President Trump never testified before the special grand jury, meaning he is not among those who could have perjured themselves. Willis has said since the beginning of the investigation 2 years ago, she was interested in a phone call Donald Trump made to Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger.
I just want to find 11,780 votes, which is one more than we have.
On his social media platform, Truth Social, the former president said the report's release has given him total exoneration, but portions having to do with recommended charges are still secret. I'm Ed Donahue.
A Pennsylvania senator has been hospitalized for clinical depression. AP correspondent Mike Hempen has that story.
The office of Democrat John Fetterman says the senator has checked himself in to Walter Reed National Military Medical Center to seek treatment for clinical depression. Fetterman is still recovering from a stroke he suffered last May. His chief of staff says the senator was evaluated Monday by the attending physician of Congress, who recommended inpatient care at Walter Reed. The 53-year-old Fetterman is in his first weeks as a senator. In November, he won the seat previously held by Republican Pat Toomey, who retired. Mike Hempen, Washington.
Canada is deploying two warships off the coast of Haiti over the coming weeks to conduct surveillance on the crisis-hit country and support local police. This, according to Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau on Thursday. Trudeau is speaking to a meeting of Caribbean leaders in the Bahamian capital, Nassau. He said the ships will conduct surveillance, gather intelligence, and maintain a maritime presence off the Haitian coast in the coming weeks. At a news conference later, he said the frigates would assist the Haitian National Police in their efforts to control gang activity. He said their mere presence in Port-au-Prince Bay would likely dissuade gangs from using the waterway for criminal activities. Two people died Thursday in clashes between anti-junta protesters and security forces in Guinea. That's according to a municipal official and relatives of the dead who spoke to the French news agency. The country's opposition coalition has reported many arrests and injuries from live ammunition. Young demonstrators had hurled stones and erected barricades in the suburbs of the capital, Conakry, as police officers and gendarmes fired tear gas to try to disperse them. From Washington, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.